Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating the 21st anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're doing it just almost exclusively with members of our Brain Trust who've been with us from the beginning, the original founding members of our Brain Trust. And in this half hour, it's our good friend Gerald Celente. Gerald is the world's greatest trend tracker. And I mean, I'll make that official right here. He's the publisher of the Trends Journal, the author of Trends 2000, and he's the founder and the king biscuit over at the Trends Research Institute. Now hanging around here for almost 40 years, that institute has been, and he's our good friend Gerald Celente. Welcome back to the show, and thank you for over 20 great years.
Well, thanks for having me on, and thanks for all that you do.
Yeah, it's great having you here. Hey, Gerald. I just had Bill Dunkelberg on the show, who's the chief economist for the NFIB. For 45 years, he's been tracking small business sentiments in their index of small business optimism, the NFIB's index. And nobody knows more about small business sentiment than he does. And, I mean, think about that. He's been doing that for 45 years. And in the report that he just gave us last hour, small businesses have never been more optimistic. The economy is growing over 3%. God is in his heaven. All is right with the world, Gerald. What could be more beautiful than that?
How about wages? And how about what's going on with the equity markets around the world? How about new home sales, existing home sales, mortgage applications?
Those are down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Employment among undereducated people without high school education, is down to 5% from about 9%. So that's good news. But you're saying they're just not making enough money.
No, they're not making. I mean, even, you know, we just had the governor of New York rip us off for $48,000 per new employee.
Wow.
That they're bringing in for Amazon. Disgusting. This is not all of these tax breaks. Could you imagine giving $2.5 billion tax break to the richest man in the world?
Right. Now, that makes no sense to me.
This is called the merger of state and corporate powers by definition. It's called fascism. And so,
oligarchy.
That's what Mussolini called it. Yeah. So you got yours, he had his. And he called it fascism, and he knew a thing or two about it. And so the other point is that I'm making is that the average wage of a Amazon employee is $28,000 a year. And so when we're looking at what we call full employment, how about your rent? You can't afford to buy a house. That's why you're renting. As you well know, millennials can't afford to buy them. And now with interest rates at around 5% for a 30-year mortgage, that's why you're seeing a decline in new home app.
It's 5% if you have excellent credit and 20% to pay down. If you don't, it's more than
down.
That.
Exactly. So that's why you're seeing the slowdown. And when you put into that health care, taxes, and everything that you're buying, and on and on. No, you look at the real numbers. Most people have nothing saved. And you're looking at, matter of fact, we're coming out with a new Trends Journal next week, and we're looking at the baby boom generation.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the article is Bye Bye Boomers. I mean, bye bye in a number of ways. We're getting older. We don't have a lot of time left.
Right.
But also the difficulties in how many baby boomers have to keep working well into their 70s, not because they want to, because they have to, and how few of them have enough money saved for retirement. So, you know, if you look at these numbers, but we only look at the numbers. Not, we don't take political positions on things. We're political atheists. And when you look at the Trump tax cuts, according to the Tax Policy Center, 82% of them went to the 1%.
Yeah.
Since 2009.
You know my position on that. You know how ticked off I've been about that policy and how it mistreated small business owners.
Exactly. And then we're looking, you know, we're talking about small business owners, then you look at where, again, I'm not making these numbers up, 95% of the wealth that's been created in the nation since 2009 has gone to the 1%. You have three people.
Mm-hmm.
You have three people, Warren Buffett, Jeff Bezos, and Bill Gates, have more money in America than half of our population combined.
Combined, yeah.
So,
as we go to a break, Gerald, the thing, and this is what I've been pointing out for a long time, it's a result of the disconnect between Wall Street and the Main Street economy. It's almost completely disconnected now, and this is created, in my opinion, what Gerald was just talking about. I'm going to get him to respond to that and tell us what's going on in the European Union, how that economy's doing, which impacts us after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.